الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, today is the 8th of Dhul Qa'dah 1434, which corresponds to the 13th of September 2013. And we continue our discussion on Surah Al-Ma'idah, particularly Ayah number 77. Since we covered last week, Ayat 75 and 76. And so basically, we read and then go through the tafsir of the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. قل يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم غير الحق ولا تتبعوا أهواء قوم قد ضلوا من قبل وأضلوا كثيرا وضلوا عن سواء السبيل. Say, O people of the scripture, do not exceed limits in your religion beyond the truth, and do not follow the inclinations of the people who had gone astray before and misled many and have strayed from the soundness of the way. Shaykh Abdurrahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di rahmatullahi alayhi says in the tafsir of this ayah, يقول تعالى لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم قل يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم غير الحق. So Allah is saying to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to say to the people of the book. He's telling the Prophet, قل, say to the people of the book, do not exceed the limits in your religion. أي لا تتجاوزوا وتتعدوا الحق إلى الباطل. Do not bypass and exceed the truth by reaching falsehood. Huh? وذلك كقولهم في المسيح ما تقدم حكايته عنهم. An example of that would be what was preceded in regards to their allegation against the Messiah. Because what do they say about the Messiah? They say that Allah is al-Masih. They have many statements, by the way, and Allah mentioned pretty much most of them that the Christians believe then and believe today. One of them is إِنَّ الْمَسِيحَ لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ. They have disbelieved those who say that Allah is the Messiah, the son of Mary. Do we have Christians who say that today? Absolutely. Jesus is God. Jesus is the God. He will be the one who will judge on the day of judgment, right? That's it. And another statement of theirs is that Jesus is the Son of God, right? And of course, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. That's a refutation. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. And they say, the most merciful has begotten a son. Like in Surah Maryam. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ مِنْ إِفْكِهِمْ لَيَقُولُونَ وَلَدَ اللَّهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. In Surah Al-Saffat, verily part of their lies and allegations that they say that Allah has begotten a son. And verily they are liars. In Surah Al-Kahf. Huh? وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. And to warn those who say that Allah has begotten a son. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِأَبَائِهِمْ. Until the end of the ayah. And so that's a second claim of theirs. And the third one is that Jesus is one third of the Holy Trinity. So Allah said, لَكَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. Because when they say that Allah is one third, then the other third is Jesus, and that third one is the Holy Spirit or Mary, depending on whatever they believed in, depending on who they call on. But they still made these huge allegations against Allah and against Jesus. That they've given Him all these titles, equating Him with Allah. Which you can imagine on the Day of Judgment how upset He would be with that. When the people are going to treat Him like they would treat Allah. And so at the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, we will come to know what will happen between Jesus and the people. And that He will declare His innocence. He says, Allah, I did not tell them except what You told me. I just told them to worship You alone. I never said anything about Me being God or the Son of God or whatever. So all these are the Christian lies or the Christian twisting of texts. Because they may come and tell you today, yeah, but the Bible has certain verses which if you were to look at them a certain way, they substantiate that claim. And we say, any scripture which Allah reveals, Allah will make in this scripture ayat which are firmly and entirely clear, and others which are ambiguous and have multiple interpretation. And Allah told us, people with sickness in their heart, they will go after those ambiguous ones. Because you can do the same thing with the Quran. You can say the Quran says, nahnu, we. And there must be more than one God. Otherwise, why would you use the pronoun we? It should have been I all the time. They can use an ayah from the Quran to claim that Trinity or shirk or believing in multiple gods has a basis. Using the Quran. And other ayat, which in their very, you know, straightforward meaning, indicate that sinfulness will lead you to the hellfire eternally. Like when Allah spoke about riba, or about killing someone, said, you know, khalidan fiha, they will be in the hellfire, abiding therein eternally. So the Khawarij will take these ayat and say, look, any Muslim who commits a major sin, he will go to the hellfire eternally. Evidence, they quote ayat from the Quran. But they ignore others. They ignore others. They twist the meaning. They don't refer to the scholars of tafsir, the sahaba, in regards to the meaning. So they went astray. So you will find that the ayat in the Quran, which suggest that major sinning will lead to eternal abode in the hellfire, have ayat which actually explain them further and show that Allah will forgive anything except shirk. So now you have to understand one ayah in the light of another. So the Christians have to do the same thing with their Bible. If they wanted to claim anything, if you go through the Bible, yes, you will find verses which suggest what they're claiming, and you will find hundreds of other verses, alaykum salam, which prove the opposite. Like in John, was it chapter 5, verse 3? Anyways, when Jesus said, I of myself can do nothing. I judge as I hear, yet my judgment is righteous, for I do not seek my own will, but the will of He who sent me. I mean, any human being who reads this, this is Jesus saying, I of myself can do nothing. And he knows that Allah can do everything. And if Jesus was Allah, then Jesus would have to be able to do everything. And he's explicitly telling you that I cannot do anything by myself. I just judge as I hear and I'm doing the will of God. You read this verse and you cannot conclude from it that Jesus was a God or the Son of God or anything divine whatsoever. You can only conclude that he's a messenger doing what he is ordered to do, what he has been commanded to do. But they don't like to look at these verses. Nah? They want to look at the ones which support their claim. Anywho, so نعم وكغلوهم في بعض المشايخ اتباعا لأهواء قوم قد ضلوا من قبل. Also, their exaggeration regarding their people of knowledge and the religious people, like we have with the Christians, the Catholic Christians, and the Pope today, right? Slowly. The Christians and the Pope, and some of the clergy among the Christians, you know, they or Saint Patrick and Saint George and Saint I don't know who. These people are worshipped besides Allah. Their refuge is sought and their help is sought, and then, you know, they treat them as if they're objects of worship. The Catholic Christians, particularly, and even their religious figures, they do sujood in front of the Pope, or he would lie down on his belly and just like flat out in front of the Pope as a means of showing respect, kiss his feet, do some wild stuff. And this is where Tahir al-Qadri learned all this stuff, anyways. By the way, in case you don't know who Tahir al-Qadri is, probably you don't. Anyways, فالمهم, their transgression in regards to their or exaggeration regarding their shuyukh. Following the desires of people who have been led astray previously. أَيْتَقَدَّمَ ضَلَالُهُمْ, meaning their deviance has been put forward. وَأَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ بِدَعْوَتِهِمْ إِيَّاهُمْ إِلَى الدِّينِ, and they further misled many people through their invitation, through them inviting others to their religion. الَّذِي هُمْ عَلَيْهِ, that religion which they are upon, like the Jehovah Witnesses. A misguided person who spends a huge part of his day trying to mislead others, knocking on people's doors and giving out flyers and books and stuff like that. I think in my life, I must have received material from Jehovah Witnesses maybe over 10-15 times. That's how hard they used to work. And they have them on the bikes, they go around, where two guys would be wearing the same uniform, very organized. this and that. Yani, they do a lot of da'wah to Jahannam. أي قصد الطريق نعم وضلوا عن سواء السبيل. They have gone astray away from the soundness of the path. فجمعوا بين الضلال والإضلال. Beautiful statement. نعم تفضل. فجمعوا بين الضلال والإضلال. What does that mean يا جماعة الخير؟ Whenever you hear an Arabic expression, analyze it word per word and try to relate it to the root word which you happen to know. Jama'u. Jama'u. What word does that probably reflect? What word you know? Ya salam alaik. Jama'a. Jama'a means what? Gathering group, putting things together. Sah? Putting things together, bringing things together. Fajama'u bayna. Bayna is between. Al-dalal. Wal-idlal. That's it. If you didn't know idlal, you should have known it from the context. Because this whole time I was explaining how they are astray and they are leading others astray. So if I give you a sentence where it says, so they have brought together, they managed to combine two things, got misguidance, the only other option would be leading others astray. So we would have learned the meaning of idlal from the context, even if I didn't explain it to you now. This is how you learn.
It's from the word Bombay and Bombay.
Yeah, it's the same root word. Idlal is the act of misguiding. Hello? So when you read Arabic text, if you read Arabic text, this is the manner in which you analyze the sentence. And this is the best way of learning. Not when the teacher tells you, okay, here are the new vocabularies, and he writes for you 15 words, which you are supposed to memorize. 80% of the people will not memorize except 2 to 3 words. And some will not memorize anything. They come the next class, what did you memorize? Allah, ya Shaykh, I was busy. It doesn't work. When you're being spoon-fed, especially vocabulary, you will almost never memorize. The only time you would truly memorize words, waikum salam, and be able to retain them for a long time is when you engage this word. You engage it. You go into some exercise with it. So when I look for the word, I don't know where it is, I go look it up in the dictionary. Once I find the dictionary, I try to find a synonym. I write it down on a piece of paper or in my special notebook. Then I write it in a sentence. Then I try to use it with my friend. Once you get this word and you try to do something with it, it's very unlikely you will forget it. You find like 10, 15 years from now, inshallah, you say, that word, because I had to go through all this to learn it, I have memorized it. And the one which the teacher gave you, gone. So try that as a means of learning a language, and you will see the effectiveness and the efficiency, inshallah.
وَهَؤُلَاءِ هُمْ أَئِمَّةُ الضَّلَالِ الَّذِينَ حَذَّرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَعَنِ اتِّبَاعِ أَهْوَائِهِمِ الْمَرْدِيَّةِ وَآرَائِهِمِ الْمُضِلَّةِ.
And it is those people who are the imams, the leaders of dalal, of misguidance, whom Allah has warned against. And warned against following their lowly desires and their bogus opinions, their misleading, misguiding opinions which they have of Allah. Especially in the matters of aqidah. Especially in the matters of aqidah. Yani, human beings are amazing. At work, I have a Korean manager who is an atheist. Okay? And we had like an hour something discussion the day before yesterday about the concept of God. And no matter what I would give him of examples, in all honesty, irrefutable examples that are powerful because of the strength of the example, not because of the strength of the provider of the example, you cannot refute them. Yet he would tell me at the end, no, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And he will give me some weird justification about, well, if God was merciful and there, then why are people dying right now in Africa? There's people dying from starvation. And I tell him, look, life in Islam, this life compared to the life to come is like a drop in an ocean. So if this child were to die out of starvation, how much suffering did he go through? Whatever, days of suffering, months of suffering, he's still a child. And then he dies. What's next? According to Islam, Jannah. No accountability, no sinfulness. Huh? This child is entitled to enter Jannah as per the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Is that good or not? It's good. You, on the other hand, you have your nice car and your nice home and your nice job and you have all these worldly matters, but because of your distractions and because of your lack of suffering, you may forget about God and therefore end up in the hellfire. So if you really were to look at who won in this event, the child. Child suffered death to death, khalas. Now that he's dead, done. Nothing to worry about afterwards. You have to worry about a lot of things. You have a lot to worry about. So his condition is better than ours. You can't play with that example. You can't, there's nothing you can say afterwards. Because that's logic in terms of evaluating the span and the lifespan of this dunya and the life to come and eternity and so on and so on. Said, no, it doesn't make sense. He didn't get a fair shot. This child did not get a fair shot at this world like I got a fair shot. See, he got a fair shot. In his qadr, this is what was good for him and this is what Allah decreed for him. You're not Allah for you to be deciding who is supposed to get what. Your job is to believe in Allah and trust that He will not wrong the people. You know, unless you give him that, every atheist, when you give him that example or that suggestion, his whole system crashes and shuts down and it often never reboots. After a long time of girgir katir, I told him, okay, look, I understand what you're saying. I'm going to give you a task. Why don't you go create your own universe? Make me a few planets, if you don't mind, and then create your own human beings. If you like them to be human beings, they can be some other creatures, none of my business. And then I want you to implement your law as their God. Implement your law amongst them. And when you're done, come notify me because I would like to pay you a visit and see how you're managing the whole thing. And what is he going to say? I can't do that. Okay, then be quiet. Be quiet, you can't do that. So why are you complaining against one who can do that? What is your power compared to his? And what is your intelligence compared to his? Look at all the things he has done so perfectly. What have you done? 755 times 433. Give me an answer now. Calculator. Why? Why? You can't even multiply 3 digits by 3 digits. And you're telling me you can better manage this universe than Allah? You worthless sperm-made creature? Don't say that to him, of course. Huh? He's going to be upset. But that is the message you want to deliver to this arrogant, prideful atheist. Who sit there and want to, I don't know, this is not fair. This is, who are you? Who are you to be doing all this? You can't help yourself, man. If you didn't go to the bathroom, you would explode. You be quiet and go be happy that the one who created you gave you a digestive system that allows you to relieve yourself. You can't even manage that. If he wanted you to continually urinate on yourself, you can't stop it. So a human being forgets all of that. And then he wants to argue. Oh, I don't think God is being fair with the people. Oh, he should have done this. He should have put everyone in paradise. You should have done that. Go do it on your own. You can do it on your own. Live with it. And know that you don't know jack. You don't know anything compared to what God knows. So, an example of that. Very weird opinions that they have. And if you follow them, you will go astray. You will go astray. He was probably a Buddhist or a Christian or something. The Buddhist country. Until somebody misled him. Some atheist must have supposedly, intelligently, debated with him or communicated with him until he convinced him about the validity of these opinions, and now he's an atheist as well. An atheist as well. So be careful who you talk to. Huh? Al-Muhim, the next ayah 78, لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. Cursed were those who disbelieved among the children of Israel by the tongue of David and Jesus the son of Mary. That was because they disobeyed and habitually transgressed. The Shaykh said, أي لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل أي طردوا وأبعدوا عن رحمة الله. And you have to remember this definition, Bismillah. You have to remember the definition of la'na. La'na. And you have to work on pronouncing the ayn. You have to add that to your phonics. Huh? Ayn. Lu'ina. Lu'ina. Hey, muhum mal'oon. Mal'oon is one who is cursed. Type. When you say in English cursed, that is a very broad word, actually. And you could say that he is like unlucky in maybe Western definition. He's a cursed person, he's unlucky. Or it could have something to do with other meanings. But in Islam, there's a very particular meaning. La'na is being deprived of the mercy of Allah. Someone who is mal'oon, someone who has been kept away or deprived or prevented from acquiring the mercy of Allah. I mean, that doesn't mean that the mercy of Allah is not there. It just means that that person didn't earn it. Or that person did something which prevented its effectiveness. So he became guilty. So they were kicked out and taken away from the mercy of Allah. على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم أي بشهادتهما وإقرارهما. This was done as per the testimony and the acknowledgement of two, Dawood, David, and Jesus. Both of them suffered with Bani Israel, and both of them testify and acknowledge the fact that Bani Israel are mal'uneen, are cursed. بِأَنَّ الْحُجَّةَ قَدْ قَامَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَعَنَدُوهَا, which is basically the fact that the proof had been established against them and they rejected it. They rejected the proof. ذَلِكَ الْكُفْرُ وَاللَّعِنْ. Now that disbelief of theirs, or that curse of theirs that they received, بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ أي بِعْصِيَانِهِمُ اللَّهِ بِعْصِيَانِهِمِ اللَّهِ. This is because of their disobedience against Allah. وَظُلْمِهِمْ لِعِبَادِ اللَّهِ, and their oppression against the slaves of Allah. صَارَ سَبَبًا لِكُفْرِهِمْ وَبُعْدِهِمْ عَنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ لِلذُّنُوبِ وَالظُّلْمِ عُقُوبَاتٍ. That became a reason for them to be deprived. That became a reason for them to disbelieve and be distant from the mercy of Allah. The Shaykh said, verily sins and oppression bring about punishments. They bring about punishments. كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَن مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوهُ لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Uh-oh. Dead. Plan B. No worries, brothers. No worries. We are almost there, inshallah. Surah Al-Ma'idah. La, 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 Shaykh. La, alhamdulillah, fully prepared, inshallah. No issues. Aywa, aywa. Right, right. Khalas. English translation. Which ayah were we on? Aywa, right there. They used not to prevent one another from wrongdoing that they did. How wretched was that which they were doing? The Shaykh says, rahimahullah, وَمِنْ مَعَصِيهِمِ الَّتِي أَحَلَّتْ بِهِمُ الْمَثُلَاتِ وَأَوْقَعَتْ بِهِمُ الْعُقُوبَاتِ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَن مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوهُ. From among the sins which made the punishment of Allah, mathulat is like when something like changer, like a punishment which causes like major change and brought about the torment, Was that one of the famous sins that they had? They used to not forbid any evil that they would engage in. أي كانوا يفعلون المنكر ولا ينهى بعضهم بعضا. So they used to do evil, but they would not prevent each other from engaging in it, from doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it.
فيشترك بذلك المباشر وغيره الذي سكت عن النهي عن المنكر مع قدرته على ذلك.
Very important for us today. So then the one who commits the sin is wrong, and he is joined in the wrongdoing by the one who could have advised him or changed him but did not. You see something wrong and you are in a position to do something about it and you don't, you are sinful like the one doing it. And this is a reason for a person to bring about the curse of Allah into his life. Why? Bani Israel were cursed by Dawood on the tongue of Dawood and Isa. Why? كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا. They used to not prevent any evil that they would do. وذلك يدل على تهاونهم بأمر الله. All this reflects their carelessness about the command of Allah. وأن معصيته خفيفة عليهم. And that disobeying Allah is something light for them. It's a big deal. فَلَوْ كَانَ لَدَيْهِمْ تَعْظِيمٌ لِرَبِّهِمْ لَغَارُوا لِبَحَرِمِهِ. Had they had any kind of exhalation for Allah, they would have been jealous over the prohibitions and the limitations. وَلَغَضِبُوا لِغَضَبِهِ. And they would have become angry for the anger of Allah. I mean, when Allah becomes angry, they would be angry as well. وَإِنَّمَا كَانَ السُّكُوتُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ مَعَ الْقُدْرَةِ مُوجِبَ لِلْعُقُوبَةِ. So, being silent, being silent upon seeing evil while having the ability to do something necessitates punishment. لِمَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْمَفَاسِدِ الْعَظِيمَةِ. Why? Because of the great harm and corruption associated with it. مِنْهَا. Among them. أَنَّ مُجَرَّدَ السُّكُوتِ فِعْلُ مَعْصِيَةِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يُبَشِّرُ وَسَاكِدِ. That merely being quiet is like doing the sin even if you didn't do the sin yourself. Even if you didn't do the sin yourself. You being quiet while you're able to say something is like doing the sin even though you didn't do it. فَإِنَّهُ كَمَا يَجِبُ اجْتِنَابُ الْمَعْصِيَةِ فَإِنَّهُ يَجِبُ الْإِنْكَارُ عَلَى مَنْ فَعَلَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. The same way it's obligatory on us, each one of us, to abandon sin, it's also obligatory on him to prevent others from falling into that sin. ومنها ما تقدم أنه يدل على التهاون بالمعاصي وقلة الاكتراث بها. Again, it's a reflection of the carelessness about the sins and not being concerned about its, you know, danger. ومنها أن ذلك يجرئ العصاة والفسق على الإكثار من المعاصي إذا لم يردعوا عنها. Very important, يا أخوان. والله, this we need to do a khutbah about this today. Secondly or thirdly, this will do what? It will make the disobedient people become brave. Huh? They will become brave and feel secure about doing their sin if no one stops them. So the evil will become widespread and will increase. وَتَعْظُمُ الْمُصِيبَةَ الدِّينِيَّةَ وَالدُّنْيَوِيَّةَ. And the calamity in the dunya and in the religion will be expanded as a result of that. We have many examples of this. Many examples of this. Just to not to go too far, smoking. Smoking now, it has reached a point where if you were to tell someone not to smoke in a public place, yani where a closed place, you are yani considered to have become the nosiest person in the world. And that you're some who are you to tell me whether I should smoke or I shouldn't smoke and blah, blah, blah. Had every time a smoker lit a cigarette, had he been confronted with every person walking by telling him, Ya akh, barakallah feek, don't smoke over here, he would have never dared to say to someone afterwards, what is your problem? But when 1,000 people go by, no one opens his mouth, and then only one person wants to speak, he is demonized. And now he can smoke freely. And he has confidence now. What do you want? Huh? He couldn't have done that had the people enjoined the good and forbid the evil. And the examples are many, which we can see in our daily lives today, here in the kingdom, not elsewhere. Here in the kingdom, you see what kind of corruption is spreading right now. That's why you should buy an S4 or a Note 3 or a Galaxy Mega, because we have an application called Watch On. And this Watch On application allows you to control any television created by human beings. Any television in the world. I go to this restaurant where they always have this silly movie. They have some movies of women and all this and that. Straight up from my desk, from my table, turn on the application and turn off the TV. And the people were watching like, what happened? And the employees are like, so he turns it back on. Then I turn it back off. Then he turns it back on. Then they started looking, well, how many remote controls do we have in this place? Huh? 5 minutes later, they said, man, there must be some jinn or something in this TV. Khalas, throw away the remote. I said, good. Now I'm happy. I went to Extra. They had this huge, sharp television with all this stupid kangaroo business with women and jungle and whatever. Turn off the TV. In the middle of Extra, TV is like 20 meters long. Anywhere you go, turn on, watch on, turn off any TV, change the channel, put it on mute, volume, total control. All you need is internet access. Watch on. But you cannot install this from Google Store. It's not, it's Samsung, in, made application. Okay?
S4.
It's available actually not only in the S4. It's available in the S4, the Mega 6.3, the tablets, the new tablets, the 7-inch and the 10.1. The S4 Active has it. And the S4 Mini. I'm just saying, hey, this is now, I know you may say this is advertisement. It is a form of advertisement, but for the sake of Allah. Because I believe this application can prevent. When I turn off this TV, I've shut down a lot of evil. So many people were looking at haram and listening to haram. All this was eradicated from the root with this simple application. This is fi sabilillah. Until you do, you know, do it so we can make more money, I don't care. I'm just saying. Na'am. So the Sheikh said, So the people of evil will then have the strength, and they will be the ones who will be in the forefront. Then the people of good will become weak in fighting as the people of evil, which is what we're seeing today. What we're seeing today is so much corruption that you don't even like the hay'ah. The hay'ah now is victimized. As if they are the worst, you know, entity in the kingdom. And wallahi, they are the best entity in the kingdom. Yani, through them, Allah has prevented lots of shar. How many alcohol, you know, jars, intoxicants have they caught? And how much drugs have they caught? And how much evil? How many women were basically taken advantage of? That they, yani, millions of things. One of them one day will do one wrong thing to one guy. And all the news and all the media, as if they're shayateen now. And they forget all the good that they're doing. So they become a minority. In Jeddah, you can hardly see them. You don't see them. Because they are not welcomed anymore. Why? The people of Shara are like, in your face. What do you want? Tawwa, what do you want? Now they have the audacity. If they stop someone in the mall, he starts screaming at them and bashing them and hitting them and spitting on them. Before, la wallah. La wallah, they couldn't do any of that. You find yourself dragged on your face to prison. But today the people of evil have spread. So the people of good and khair have become a minority. And you see how it's going. All of this is because we didn't forbid the evil also. This is just a consequence. حَتَّى لَا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى مَا كَانُوا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا وَلَا سُبْحَانَهُ. As if he's describing our time. So much so that they will not be able to do what they used to be able to do before. Exactly. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ مَنْ تَرَكَ الْإِنْكَارِ لِلْمُنْكَرِ يَنْدَرِسُ الْعِلْمِ. And فِي تَرْكِ الْإِنْكَارِ لِلْمُنْكَرِ يَنْدَرِسُ الْعِلْمُ وَيَكْثُرُ الْجَهْلِ. Also, abandoning, forbidding the evil, will allow knowledge to vanish. and ignorance to become widespread. فإن المعصية مع تكرارها وصدورها من كثير من الأشخاص وعدم إنكار أهل الدين والعلم لها يظن أنها ليست بمعصية. سبحان الله. The sin, if it is committed many times, the sin, if it is committed many times by many people, and the people of knowledge and the people of religion do not forbid it, the people will say afterwards, they will think afterwards it is not a sin. They will think afterwards it is not a sin. For example, listening to music. If so many people listen to music, and scholars do not declare and explain to the people the prohibition in listening to music, the ignorance will be so widespread that if you were to tell a 10-year-old child, did you know that music is haram? He's like, what? Haram? My dad listens to music and he prays in the masjid. And my uncle is a sheikh, and when he comes to our place, we have music and he doesn't tell us to stop it. And blah, blah, blah. He will give you a long story. So what do you mean it's haram? Everybody else doesn't seem to say anything. So knowledge will go away and ignorance will be widespread as a result of that. وَرُبَّمَا ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلْ أَنَّ عِبَادَ مُسْتَحْسَنَةً. Not only that, the ignorant one, he may even think this is a good form of worship. Huh? وَأَيِّ مَفْسَدَةٌ أَعْظَمْ مِنْ اِعْتِقَادِ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا. What greater corruption is there than thinking that what Allah has made halal, or Allah, what Allah has made haram is halal? That's a calamity. The Shaykh saying there isn't a greater calamity than the people presuming that what Allah made haram is actually halal. وَانْقِلَابُ الْحَقَائِقِ عَلَى النُّفُوسِ وَرُؤْيَةِ الْبَاطِلِ حَقًّا. And then the truth becomes unknown and confusing to the people, and they will see the falsehood as the truth. ومنها أن السكوت عن على معصية العاصين ربما تزينت المعصية في صدور الناس واقتضى بعضهم ببعض. Also not speaking about the sin of those people and not preventing them, then maybe this sin of theirs will be beautified in the eyes of others, so they will start copying them. Others now will start copying them because they see them, they're doing it, and no one is saying anything. فالإنسان مولع بالاقتداء بأضرابه وبني جنسه. He said, the son of Adam, he's fascinated. He's obsessed with following the people like him, his likes, and the people, his own people. يعني the people of his own nationality or his own background. It's a natural thing that you follow your own, you know, source, if I may say that. ومنها, the Shaykh said, and others, يعني many other examples to show you the dangers of not forbidding the evil one being able to do so. فلما كان السكوت عن الإنكار بهذه المثابة. So when being silent in regards to a sin taking place has this important position, نص الله تعالى أن بني إسرائيل الكفار منهم لعنهم بمعاصيهم واعتدائهم وخص في من ذلك هذا المنكر العظيم. Then Allah عز وجل explicitly said that about the disbelievers from among the Bani Israel that they were cursed because of their sins and their transgression, and He specifically highlighted the sin of not forbidding the evil. The sin of not forbidding the evil. So inshallah ta'ala, with that we will conclude this particular dars this morning, and we will continue بإذن الله جل جلاله next week if you all remain alive and healthy. هذا والله أعلم, وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.